This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 16th. God's word to you today is from heaven. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3, verse 28, and it says, "You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him." This is taken from the New Revised Standard Version. John the Baptist knew who he was. There is nothing as good as being comfortable in your own skin. There will be only one Messiah, and his name is Jesus. The fact that your son is not the Messiah does not mean he will not fulfill his destiny. Some people cannot even bear the fact that their sons will play a role, like John the Baptist, and be preparing a way for somebody that is greater than him. They will say to him, "Is Jesus not your mate? You are even older than him. How come you are the one to be his boy?" We infuse unhealthy competition into the lives of our children. What if God had just called the boy to carry Jesus' sandals? What if that is his destiny? You pressure him out of his destiny. He becomes miserable, gets on drugs, and gives you problems, instead of you to allow him to carry Jesus' shoes. John 3:27 says, John replied, "A man can receive nothing. He can claim nothing at all unless it has been granted to him from heaven. For there is no other source than the sovereign will of God." This is taken from the Amplified Classic Version. A man can receive nothing except it is granted by the sovereign will of heaven, except it is given to him from above. A man can receive nothing, nothing except it is given to him from above. A man, born again or not, a man, the president of your nation, could never have been president if it was not granted from above. When you see things the way God sees them, you stop fighting what you have no business fighting. You need to understand that a man can receive nothing except it is granted to him from above. There are three implications to that statement, and John the Baptist unpacked it beautifully for us. The first implication is, look to God, and God alone as your source. A man can receive nothing except it is granted from above, so look to God as your source. James 1 verse 17 says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow." The second implication of this is, do not be jealous of any man. I've been saying this for over the 12 years I have been pastoring. By the grace of God and the grace of God alone, there is no man under heaven that I'm jealous of. It does not exist. I'm not jealous of anybody. Note that I did not say that there is no man under heaven that is better than me. These are two different things. There will always be someone better than you in one area. You're beautiful. There is someone more beautiful that makes your beauty look like rags. You are tall. There is always someone taller. You are slim, athletic, fast, intelligent, wealthy. There is always someone out there that is slimmer, more intelligent, more athletic, faster, and has more wealth than you. The issue of not being jealous is not because you have everything. It is because you are secure in your Father, in your God, in your Maker. Let us pray. Father, I will look to you and to you alone as my source, and by your grace, I will be secure in you, my Father, my God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.